Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. Thanks for joining us here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, with Sharon Jackson and me. We've got an hour of Let's Eat, and our host this week, our guest, I mean, this week is Balms Natural Foods out of Merrillville and Highland. Sharon, yeah, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing real good. Real good.
Yeah, I mean, new year. Happy New Year. Happy decade.
You know, that's a big debate if the decade's really at the end. They say it's at the end of this year, 2021, because we didn't start at zero. We started at one.
Thought we started at zero.
No, we started at one. I was listening about it. It's like actually I was listening to it on Channel 11. They had a little thing about it.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But anyways, happy decade.
Oh thanks.
So how was your New Year's?
To you. Good. Pretty actually laid back this year.
Yeah, that's how I was too. I didn't do anything special.
Usually like me. I mean.
Well, usually out there hooping and hollering?
Yeah, you know, not to a huge extent, but I at least go to like a party at someone's house. I'm not out in like in, you know, the streets yelling and stuff. But no, I'm going to someone's house.
So did you, over the holidays, like eat a bunch of sweets and a bunch of food and mashed potatoes and yams and all that stuff?
Oh,
did
always.
You glutton yourself?
Yeah, you know, probably.
So you have a New Year's resolution?
I did that. And definitely. Always.
Always. Always. Can you tell us about it?
Reject adulthood at all costs. You know, eat more cookies.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
How about healthy? Yeah.
Improve my penmanship.
Getting a little more healthy.
I'll see. Yeah, maybe.
Well, this hour is going to be all about health.
Yes, I've heard. That's good.
Yes.
This is good. This is inspiring.
Yes. As long as we can do it for more than 3 weeks and didn't go back to our old habits.
Yeah, you know, I want to.
Everyone's always like off the start of after New Year's, they're ready to go.
Make it a lifestyle thing, not just, you know, crowded at the gym January to March. It stays crowded the year round. You know?
Well, the people from Balms are here, and they're going to tell us how to do it and how they're going to make it easy for us.
I like that.
Because they do have a lot of suggestions. They got a lot of help there. They got a lot of different categories. A
lot of expertise.
And yes.
A lot of people who really know what they're doing.
So it's beautiful outside, 53 degrees.
I know, it's great.
I mean, it's just too nice. So what's going on in the community out there?
Oh, you know, there is...
As I drink my green drink.
There's going to be stargazing at the dunes that's coming up. And they're also going to have some sort of a film festival. Not a festival, but like one night or a couple nights where they have these outdoor-themed films. I think they're going to do it at the Indiana Visitor Center, like every week.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Anything else?
It's going to be good. That's in January, this month, obviously. So, you know, the East Chicago Police Department is hiring.
Oh, are they?
They put the word out. So we have word of that.
That's good.
Got to be between 21 and 35, and...
That leaves me out, which is good, because I don't think I can chase anyone down.
You never know.
Well,
you
might
be able to.
We got to go to Balms, right?
Yeah.
And it's over in Merrillville.
See how
you're
doing.
Right off of US 30.
Uh-huh.
And it's really kind of close to the station.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to jog there?
Let's do it.
Let's start the New Year's
it.
Off
you know,
right.
You know, I am on this health thing. Let's do it.
Okay. We'll have a race. See who's
going to win. Stretch. Okay.
I'm stretching.
Here
okay.
We go.
Ready? Okay. How far away is it? Like 4 or 5 miles away?
Yeah, no problem.
No problem at all?
2 miles.
Well, you're close. Getting way too ahead of me, Sharon. You don't even know how to jog as a partner at all.
Yeah, I'm slowing down a little bit.
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
You're not even out of breath.
Getting winded. A little bit.
A little bit.
Don't let it fool you.
You got a
don't
good
let
pace.
Don't let me fool you. You think so?
Yes. There it is. There's Balms. There's Wendy's. There's that Chinese place, I think that's next. There's Balms right there. We're not going to Wendy's. We're not going to the Chinese place. We're going to Balms to get healthy.
Okay, now you're getting ahead of me.
Okay, we're caught up.
Oof.
Okay, so you ready to go in?
Yeah, let's
okay.
do it.
Okay, folks, we're here with Balms Natural Foods out of Merrillville and Highland. The New Year's started. Everyone's got these New Year's resolutions, and everyone's in their health mode, and they're jogging. They want to eat healthy and do it without doing all these drugs and things like that. And we have two people that are from BOMS, and we got Leslie and we got Lauren. How are you ladies doing?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
And we want the people out there that are listening to call in, 769-9577. That's 769-9577. And get a gift card to BOMS Natural Foods. You can pick up whatever you want, anything from CBD oils to these healthy drinks that I got right here.
Oh, yeah. How is the, what is that green drink you're drinking there?
Leslie?
That's
Leslie?
The Power Up.
This is a Power Up. Mm-hmm. Now, they gave it to me, and I've been drinking it, and this is the one that kind of gets you going. So it's going to get me through the show.
Oh, wow.
And it's going to get me through the dinner rush, too.
Beautiful. Power Up.
It tastes very good.
You have to try that. Okay.
I know. Yep. So, Lauren, you're from the...
The Highland
the
Store.
The Highland Store. Mm-hmm. Give us a little background about yourself. See,
about
no one
myself.
Can see that you're getting red.
Yes, I do that.
You do that. So give us a little background about yourself.
About like me personally or myself at BOMS?
No, you personally.
I'm a mom of two.
Okay.
And a wife. And besides being a homemaker, I work at BOMS.
Now, where'd you go to high school at?
Ileana.
Oh, Ileana.
Yes.
Where's that by?
In Lansing.
Oh,
well,
in Lansing.
Actually, they moved. They're now in St. John?
Okay.
St. John, I think. But when I went there, it was in Lansing.
And Leslie, how about you? Give us a little background.
Mom, but grandma of two, which is the best.
Uh-huh.
I've been at BOMS for 20 years this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long has BOMS been open for?
We're going to have our 40th anniversary next year.
Really?
Yeah, 40 years in the region.
Well, Robbie's not here right now.
No.
So you can give us a little history about BOMS, can't you?
Sure.
Okay, give us a little background on how it got started, who was the founder, and
BOM is okay. Robbie's mother, and okay. She founded the business. And the first store was in Miraville, and then they opened a store in Griffith, and there was one in Whiting, and we've had one in Highland. And then we moved that store to Munster. And we opened a store in St. John. Then we moved the Munster store to Highland.
And meanwhile, the Griffith store got hit by a tornado.
Oh, that's true. Oh, that's
really?
True. I forgot about that.
And that's not even open.
No. They never even rebuilt that section of the plaza.
Right. So what year did BOMS start off?
When 1981.
81. Before anyone... Back then, in Sharon, back then...
Before I was born.
Oh, really?
Wow. I was going to ask about that. When did that happen?
You know, 1981, just think about it back then, Leslie. The thing that was healthy was to have some whole wheat bread and maybe some rye bread and to take your vitamins.
That's funny then, how things back change. Then in 1981, you were a hippie if you went to a health food store.
Right. It was considered way out there.
Way out there.
So what's the difference between now and then?
Now and then is education.
Yeah?
You know, people are... tired of spending all their money on prescription drugs, and they're trying to get ahead of the game and not have to go that route. Mm-hmm. So people are just much more health conscious now.
So I was going to say, now, have you seen throughout the years, because you've been with BOMS for so long, do you see an increase in traffic flow compared to was when you first started?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the whole Dr. Oz and Oprah and all of that, and now there's Dr. Axe and Jordan Rubin and... You know, it's commonplace now where it wasn't so much earlier.
So, Lauren, when Oprah comes on and says, hey, you know, eat hay, do you suddenly get a bump in those items?
Yeah, yeah. What's the
most recent thing that's come out of someone's celebrity's mouth that's really helped a certain category?
Well, I remember Garcinia Cambogia was a really big one.
What's that?
Oh, yeah. Isn't that the memory?
It's a fruit, but it's... good for weight loss.
Oh, right.
So we'd never even heard of it. And we had to find someone so we could sell it to people. Like, we didn't even have it on our shelf. And we had to bring it in. And we've sold lots of it since.
Is it really good for weight loss?
It is. It's slow. It starts off slow. You're not going to have a fast weight loss. Mm-hmm. But give it like a month's time and you're going to see some pound loss.
Really? What is it derived from?
That's what it is. It's the Garcinia Cambogia.
It's a little fruit.
Oh, it's a fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and how is it? Was it come in the pill form?
It comes in a capsule. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So who was the celebrity that might have said this?
I believe it was a Dr. Oz thing.
It was a Dr. Mm-hmm. Oz
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
It's funny. Things will start off on the West Coast where it's like hugely popular and it's been for years. And it slowly makes its way across the, you know, the Midwest. And you know, and then you've all of a sudden got people asking for things that we've never even heard of.
Mm-hmm.
So
sea moss. That's the new one.
Yeah.
What's sea moss? Like moss
it's
from the sea? Like you
yes,
get moss on your tree?
It's an algae from
How about
the
tree
ocean.
Moss? I'll sell you some.
Tree moss. Yeah.
No, so it's from, I think I've heard about this, and they collect it?
Yeah, it's like these long strands, and people like put it in smoothies and things.
And what does it do for you?
Well, it's got like iodine and a lot of minerals and vitamins, and it gives you energy, and it's supposed to do all these things for you.
Wow.
But we're having a hard time getting it.
Hmm.
Oh,
and
right.
So that there we are again with the situation that we had in Garcinia, Cambodia, and we gotta bring
so
it
what
in
happens,
for the people.
So let me ask you this. So what happens is it starts to become popular, and then they start to catch up on producing it?
Well, we won't pull it in from just anybody. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of research before we pull in a product.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure it's clean. First and foremost, it's got to be clean. We need to know where it's sourced. We want to look at the chemical assays of it. We want to look where it's produced. All of that before we'll even bring it into our stores. So it's not like we're just going... First person that has it, we're going to grab it in.
Uh-huh.
No, we research every single product that's on our shelves.
Do you ever get something in and then send it to get tested?
We don't have to because we have, when we get it, we have the assays sent to us.
Okay.
And I do all the research for the business. So I'm looking for all the chemical breakdowns and I'm looking for the research that's been done on it.
Folks, give us a call, 769-9577, 769-9577. We have the two ladies we want to thank, Leslie and Lauren from Balm's Natural Foods in Maryville and Highland. They're here, and they got gift cards if you need to go and get something healthy. You know, as we talk, Sharon, do you guys take special classes? Do you do any nutritional
You're
classes?
You're listening to
me. I mean, that's nutritional to my soul. But
have monthly meetings, and a lot of times we'll have speakers come in and do education for the staff.
Okay. National trainers.
Oh, so you get, it's like an ongoing.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Ongoing. Yes.
Absolutely.
We're always learning.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but when you first started, what made you want to get into this niche?
Oh, well. I've always just kind of been into like natural foods and things, and
mm-hmm.
Robbie's actually my cousin, so my family always shopped at Balm's, so it was kind of a in the family thing.
Okay,
and that's how I.
How about you, Leslie? How did you like kind of get into this? Because you've been doing it for a while, and
long time. But I actually met Robbie when our kids were in elementary school,
mm-hmm.
and we were really involved in PTA and things like that. And then I found out what she did.
Sure.
For a living and through her family business, and she kind of pulled me in and said, come do this, and I was hooked.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys, your knowledge has really grown, haven't you?
Yeah.
You feel like you could be dietitians?
Well, I mean, I'd have
to. I feel like I can go to you for advice.
You can come to just about anybody that works for us for advice. The training that we do is so extensive with our employees. We have a training manual that's probably 4 inches thick.
Uh-huh.
And they take tests and they do all kinds of things before they can even talk to the public
uh-huh.
about product. So we make sure that people know what they're talking about. We don't want anybody to take something that's not going to work for them or that's going to be harmful to them. So we have to know the right questions to ask of people.
Well, this product here, this green drink that you said gives you energy, I kind of feel it. Who we got on the phone there, Sharon?
Oh, yeah. We have Sue from Hammond has a question.
How you doing, Sue?
I'm good. How are you?
The weather out there just as nice as it is down here?
Kind of warm and hazy, foggy.
Yeah. Well, you're by the lake a little bit there. But it's better than snowy and icy that we're going to see in a few days, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It
like
sure
tomorrow.
Is. It sure
I know.
Is.
I'm glad I live close to the restaurant. I can walk there and get a gyros or something. So, Sue, you got a question for us?
Yeah, I do. So I'm thinking about, or I've been trying this last week of sticking with a gluten-free diet, and I've never done that before, and I was just wondering if Leslie or Lauren have any information as far as any certain supplements I should focus on to replace the fact that I won't be getting the wheat and such in my diet anymore.
Good question, because some people think that you don't get wheat, the starch, it's not good for your brain, right? Isn't that what the argument is, kind of?
Well, if you're usually people are going to go gluten-free for their health because maybe they have a gut issue. So we actually sell a product called Gluten Ease, and it's a digestive enzyme to help you break down the proteins in the wheat. So while you're transitioning, that would be something to maybe take to help you with some of your digestive issues you may be having, if that's part of the reason why you're switching.
Yeah, also, maybe feeling, getting bloated and, you know, that kind of thing. And I've been having pain in my joints. So,
okay, yeah.
You know, I don't know if that's related or if it might improve. I mean, I'm sure I don't have celiac disease, but I know some people have had a lot of great results going gluten-free. But I will miss beer.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you might also want to try a B-complex supplement to give you some energy that you're going to be missing from some of those carbs that you're going to be not eating anymore. So a good B-complex would be also something I would suggest.
Okay.
Have you started your diet yet? Have you started it?
Yeah, not religiously. I've kind of been exploring it, and, you know, there's a lot of things I have here in the home already that are gluten-free, just naturally. So as I've been making my menu choices, I've been leaning more toward that. So I haven't, like, seriously dedicated myself to it, but
I knew a woman who went gluten-free because she had arthritis, and she had great results from it. She had really big knuckles, and now they're normal.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
So they, at Balm's Natural Foods in Maryville and Highland, they'll have some things that will help you with the transition, like the breads. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys carry the breads. And tell us a little bit where the breads come from.
We carry a brand called Sammy's Bakery, and they actually make a gluten-free bread, and they're actually down in Florida, and they'll ship them to us fresh, and it's a really good bread. People like it.
Do you want to, when you do your gluten-free diet, do you want to convert over to using the breads that are gluten-free, the pastas, the wraps? Is that how you want to go, or do you want to just do it part-time?
Oh, I think you have to do it pretty much full-time to.
Yeah, if you want to see results, you're going to have to give it a real good go.
So I guess what we're going to do is send you a gift card to Balm's Natural Foods. They have gluten-free products, and use your gift card and buy yourself a loaf of bread or some pasta and give it a try.
Sounds great.
Hey, we also heard that Chef Nick's Eatery has a lot of gluten-free products on their menu. So
yeah, we do. We have pizzas, we have pastas, and we have breads and our burgers, too.
And where's your eatery?
It's in Winfield by the Lake of the Four Seasons, right on Randolph Street.
Okay.
Well, it was nice hearing from you.
Well, thank you very much.
Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Folks, that's all you have to do. Call in 769-9577. We basically got two dietitians here. They can answer your questions. Believe me, they know a lot.
Basic.
No, a little bit more than basic. So give us a call. Ask about gluten-free, salts, well, let me ask you guys, Leslie, you've been there for the longest. How many different categories, how many different SKUs do you have there?
Thousands. Thousands. And we just did inventory, so I've been doing counting of inventory. So, yeah, it's literally tens of thousands.
Now, Lauren, do you break your store up in categories? Do you say?
Yeah, we do. We kind of we have like our multivitamin section and our probiotic section and our liver care section.
I never even thought about that
the
one.
The inflammation, the blood sugar, cholesterol, heart health.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. Yeah. Now, do you also have, which we're drinking, you have smoothies?
We do. We have a juice bar.
We have great juice bars.
Yeah.
It's very tasty.
It's very tasty.
They're very busy juice bars as well.
Mm-hmm. Are they?
Very.
Now,
I made 15 the other day.
Really? So, what?
And I only worked a 4-hour shift.
So, I was going to say, in how much time?
Is there a certain time that more people get those juice?
Well, this month we are having a happy hour from 11:30 to 12:30 Monday through Friday, so that you get a half price menu item.
Okay.
So that'll be a busy time for
us. What time do you guys open up?
8 in the morning.
Well, why don't you tell us your hours of operations?
Monday through Friday we're 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and then on Saturday we're 9 to 6, Sunday 11 to 5.
And which one do you work at?
I'm in Maryville.
Oh, okay. And that's on 30.
It's
It's on 30, right down the street. You just jogged here. What are you talking about?
I know. I know.
Well, you know, she got so out of breath.
I have a short-term memory issue from extra oxygen.
We have something for that as well.
So,
good. I need that.
So the atmosphere there, when you walk in, what's it like? Does it feel like just like a little grocery store? I mean, how do you?
Our focus is really on supplements, so you're going to see a lot of supplements in the store. Okay. We have a small grocery section, but someone's going to greet you at the door, ask you if you have any questions. You might smell some essential oils from our diffuser.
What's a diffuser?
You put essential oil and water.
It's like a vaporizer.
Okay. And you put the ones in there that are going to relax you, or you put the ones in that makes you want to spend?
You breathe it in, or do you put it on your skin?
Time of year, we put something in that helps with cold and flu season.
Oh, okay.
The diffuser sits on the counter and just kind of blows a scent into the air instead of like an air freshener.
So what do you put in there to help you for cold and flu season?
Well, there's a product we have. It's called Nature's Shield, and it's got like a blend of
eucalyptus, rosemary. What else is in there?
Clove.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a blend, but it's all herbs that are supposed to help purify the air.
Okay.
Helps to kill viruses that are floating around.
And what do you have naturally that will help kill viruses, like that you would take?
Elderberry is huge right now. I mean, we can hardly keep it on the shelves right now. We carry probably 10, 12 different types of elderberry. And
yeah. You can drink it. You can take a capsule. You can do a gummy.
A gummy.
So what's it taste like?
Well, elderberry itself is a little bit bitter, but ours are usually blended with. We have one called Elder Power, which is made locally, and she mixes hers with local honey and vanilla and cinnamon and clove. So it tastes really good.
It's
and
delicious.
You only need a little bit.
Just a shot.
Wow. So in your opinions, if you have the right regimen of supplements, can you skip things like a flu shot and be okay?
Sure. I can't tell you. Yeah, she says sure. I says I can't tell you that. But I haven't had a flu shot in many years.
And you haven't had the flu?
I take my Elder Power. I take elderberry religiously and vitamin D. Vitamin D is really, really important. When you put long sleeves on, go buy some vitamin D. Because vitamin D helps the immune system. It's great for fighting colds and flu. And if you're not in the sunshine, if you're not getting sun on your skin, you're not making vitamin D. So it's really important to supplement with vitamin D.
Okay.
So the second you put long sleeves on, go get some vitamin D and take it every single day.
Okay.
Folks, we're sitting
one
here.
One capsule, right?
They're soft gels. It's a vitamin D's fat soluble.
Well, you haven't taken them
oil.
For a while, Sharon.
Oh, nice.
Let's do the bottle first, and then we'll go to a capsule at a time.
Oh, yeah. I like
Let's
that.
Build it up a little bit. Folks, we're sitting here with Leslie and Lauren from Baum's Natural Foods out of Merrillville, right off of US 30. And the one in Highland is where?
We're on 45th Street in the Port Duluth Plaza.
Okay. And we want you to call in 769-9577, 769-9577. And they both have gift cards that they're giving out to give you a chance to visit Baum's Natural Foods and get a taste of it. Okay, we're talking about sun. How about those lights that they have out there, those ones that you set up so you get the vitamin D? Do you guys carry those or believe in those?
I don't think you're going to make vitamin D from the lights. It's more for like your to like wake you up and make you feel less seasonal depressions. You
is
know?
That what it is? It's
so,
like
yeah,
fooling
so
you?
It's the sun, the light from those lights.
I'm never
going to
watch Shark Tank again. Because I saw it on Shark Tank. I thought it was giving me some vitamin D. But
I don't
go ahead.
Think so,
I'm sorry.
But, you know, in the winter, we see less sun.
Yeah.
And it can make you, like, feel more down.
Uh-huh.
And you get tired easily because you're not getting that early morning light to wake you up. And so those lights can help you, like, feel better.
Uh-huh.
And mental, like, emotionally, like, less down.
Do you guys carry anything? Do you guys carry those units?
No.
We don't carry those lights, no.
So
we carry vitamin D, though.
So you're saying if I lay down underneath these studio fluorescent lights...
No. They're not the same.
It's not the
same. No, it's a different UV, so that light hits
Cynthia's
the back
Cynthia's shaking
your...
her head, too. No, Nick, no. That's not... Well, I just thought it would save me some money or something like that. But no.
Well,
nope.
No.
Not the same.
Not
no.
the same. How about any of these smoothies? Do they help out in the vitamin D categories? Do you do any supplements with these?
Vitamin D is not found too much in our food.
I'm just a cook. Don't look at me like I'm, you know.
You know, sometimes you get milk fortified with vitamin D, but that's kind of.
So the ones, like the green drink you're drinking.
Which is really hyping me up a little bit.
It has kefir in it. So kefir is like a liquid yogurt. So I'm sure there's some
maybe a little bit vitamin D in there.
But any of these probiotics, are you guys that pump some?
Kefir is a probiotic, so you're getting that as well.
But then you did a smoothie for me that was really tasty over here. It was an orange, yellow one.
The Hawaiian Delight. Mm-hmm.
The Hawaiian Delight. I really liked it. And you do it in two different ways. Explain that, please.
Well, one of them we added some whey protein.
Okay.
So that's going to fill you up. It's going to keep you full for hours. So if you came in during our happy hour,
mm-hmm.
and you had that for lunch and you added the protein to it, that's going to keep you full all the way up until dinner time at least. And it may carry you even through dinner time because protein breaks down really slowly in your body. So it keeps you full much longer.
And the other one had no protein.
It had no protein.
I'm still gonna
got a lot of sugar.
Uh-huh.
Still got some vitamins.
But how about the fiber in that? I mean, that whey protein, can it bind you? I'm just being honest out there. I mean,
one's not full of fiber, but we do have a cleansing greens, and we do add fiber to that one. So if you need more fiber in your diet,
really?
So if I did
the whey protein, could I add the fiber to it?
Sure.
Okay, mm-hmm. Let's see who's on the phone and get some fibrous information.
Yeah, Cindy from Crown Point.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I had been listening about the elderberry, and I can attest I have used the Elder Power before, and it's wonderful. But I kind of had a two-part question is, one, I'm trying to watch carbs, so I'm wondering if there's a different elderberry supplement I could take. And two, are there other supplements that I should be considering with the change in my diet?
Well, are you following like keto or just low carb?
Keto, it's low carb. It's not quite keto. It's a doctor recommended, but it follows keto pretty well.
Because we do have some keto-friendly products, specifically if you're doing the keto diet, but for your elderberry and you want, are you, because of the sugar, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
We have like a capsule.
You could do a capsule. So it's more like a freeze-dried extract. So you're not going to have as much sugar.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then are there other things, dietary supplements that I should consider to kind of help ensure my body's getting everything that it should?
You need to take a multivitamin. If you're going to do like a very low-carb diet, you're gonna miss out on some vitamins and minerals. So, a good multivitamin with a mineral complex would be a good place to start.
Okay. All right.
So, Cindy, we're going to send you a gift card to Bob's Natural Foods. There's one on US 30 in Maryville, right by the Wendy's over there, right off of 30. And then there's one in Highland, too, right off of 45th Street, right? Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. I've been to Maryville a few times. So, great.
Come and see us.
This will give you another reason to stop in, okay?
Did we
Absolutely.
Mention?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Wait. You got one more suggestion?
Did we mention that our Maryville store moved recently?
Oh, okay.
It's still in the same plaza, but it's a few doors down.
Yeah, we moved down right down by the Chinese restaurant. Instead of Verizon, we're four doors down.
Okay, I know where you are.
Yeah,
okay.
Just look for the sign. We're there.
Thank you, Cindy.
Okay.
Who else we got, Sharon? Thank you.
Yeah. We got Sharish from Munster.
How you doing, Sharish?
Hey, hi. I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing really good. We're getting all these healthy tips, and that's what we need right now.
Okay. So I have a question. So wherein my wife recently developed a joint pain, and upon conducting some lab tests, it is found that she had very low vitamin D. So, and my wife is totally against subtils. She says she wanted to take in a natural way. So just trying to catch up your program. So I heard some natural supplements. So... So what kind of natural supplements do you guys have? Is it kind of gels or is it kind of pills? I just wanted to know about this.
Did you say you were looking for something for joint pain?
No, the vitamin D supplement.
Oh, for vitamin D.
Vitamin D. vitamin D comes, we have it in a liquid, which you only really take one drop. So that's really easy just to add it to anything. And we also have soft gels that are teeny tiny. This time of year, if you've had your vitamin D levels checked, I mean, then the doctor can tell you exactly how much you need to take. But this time of year, I pretty much recommend people take about 5,000, depending on their body size, just because there is no sun. But the soft gels in a 5,000 IU is teeny tiny, super easy to swallow.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, I got it, yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
So what we're going to do is we're going to send you out a gift card to Bombs Natural Foods, okay, out in Merrillville or Highland, and you go get some vitamin D pills.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Bye-bye.
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
We're back. Thanks for joining us here on 89.1 FM,
LPR.
LPR, Lakeshore Public Radio.
Where am I?
Yeah, no, I was looking at a note down
something
here.
Something for that.
Yeah, no. We want you to call in, 769-9577. Give a question to Leslie or Lauren from Bombs Natural Foods out of Merrillville and Highland. And you know what? They got a gift card for you, too. You guys do other services there. What other services do you offer?
Ion Cleanse is really popular. It's a detoxing foot bath, and takes about a half hour. We do it in the stores, both stores, and it will pull out some of the impurities and toxins in the body and help you feel more energized and have less joint pain.
Do you have anything to improve circulation and ward off infection?
Absolutely. Go drink that green drink we brought over.
Okay.
It's got a lot of ginger in it. So there's warming herbs that can help with circulation, especially this time of year when people are always so cold. If you took ginger, it helps to, you know, increase circulation and it warms the blood. Cayenne pepper, you don't have to eat it. You could take it in a pill. That way you don't have all that, you know, burning sensation.
I never even thought about that.
Yeah. And it's great for circulation and heart health.
Now, like the gentleman before was asking about, you know, vitamin D and levels. Do you guys do any kind of screening? I mean, if somebody comes in and says, hey, I'm just curious what I'm deficient of, do you do anything like that, any kind of service like that?
Not us particularly, but we do have a gal that comes in and does live blood cell testing in our stores. And she takes a sample of your blood, puts it under a high-powered microscope, and she can read your blood instantly while it's live right there under a microscope.
Really?
Yeah.
And then she'll come back with what kind of
information? With a nutritional analysis for you. Uh-huh. Oh,
well, that sounds really
cool. Wow, that's really cool. Yeah, so she come in like once a week?
She comes in once a month, and she fills up really fast.
You got to pre-book it.
You do have to pre-book it, yes.
What's the name of her title? What's the title of her position? What is she?
I think she's an herbalist, but herbalist. I think she was
a master
also
herbalist,
nurse.
But she's been a nurse. She's a holistic health coach.
Okay.
So what's your largest category there?
Oh.
What do you think you have to stock the most, sells the most? What do people ask for the most?
Fish oils.
Really?
We sell a lot of fish oils.
I take fish oil, too.
Do you?
Sell a lot of probiotics.
I take a probiotic every day.
Multivitamins.
I don't do that. But I do take the other two, and I feel like they've really helped me a lot.
They do help a lot. Digestive enzymes.
Yeah, because I know the fish oil pills, I used to... have a lot of joint pain work. Mm-hmm. I don't have that anymore.
No,
and
it helps a lot.
If I run out after a couple of weeks, I start to feel it.
Yeah.
Most of our diets consist of a lot of omega-6 oils.
Uh-huh.
And omega-6s are inflammatory. They cause inflammation in the body. Omega-3s are anti-inflammatory. So if you balance out your diet by taking omega-3s, it really eats up inflammation in your body.
It's amazing how it worked. I mean, I had this old guy tell me years ago that he was taking like 7 of them a day. He was like 90 years old. He said to me, if you got problems with your knees, take these. And I only take two. And within a few weeks, all of a sudden, the aching, being on my feet all day, I used to wake up on Sundays where my legs would be like throbbing. Mm-hmm. I don't have any of that anymore.
Good.
This is the omega-3s?
Yeah, omega-3 fish oils. Now, if you're vegan or vegetarian, you can get your omega-3s from
a plant source.
Plant source, thank you.
Flax oil or chia seed.
Yeah, so you don't have to take fish oil, but you can get omega-3s in different sources.
Oh, thank you.
And folks, we're down to our last 20 minutes. Give us a call, 769-9577, 769-9577. We're visiting with the ladies from Bob's Natural Foods. One's in Maryville, and one is in Highland. And we have Leslie here and Lauren here. We're on WLPR, 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. And they're just giving us all kinds of healthy suggestions. And give us a call, and they got gift cards for you. You guys do, like, blood pressure screening or anything like that? Do you have a blood pressure machine over there?
No, we don't.
So what do you have to help people that have high blood pressure instead of – because I know I'm kind of, like, on the border.
Yeah.
And I kind of watch it. I try not to eat my salts and drink more water. I'm trying to get rid of drinking pop.
Take more fish oil.
Okay. Oh, you really think that helps?
That does help. It helps tremendously.
In lowering blood pressure?
In lowering blood pressure. We have some combination formulas. Magnesium is also another thing that helps. It's a natural muscle relaxer.
You better slow down because Sharon's starting to take notes.
Yeah, the minerals are important. My mom takes our private label Bomb's blood pressure support factors. Wow. And she's like you, kind of just borderline. Mm-hmm. And she really likes it. It's got hops and magnesium, and I think there's potassium in there, and some L-theanine, because stress can be a factor with your blood pressure. And
does she see a difference?
She does.
She sees a reduction.
Because she can, like, feel, you know, you just kind of feel it sometimes. Mm-hmm. And she notices a huge difference.
Now, all your supplements, they're all, because I hear vitamins don't have to be FDA approved. Am I right or wrong?
Well, therein lies the catch. The vitamin industry has their own regulatory company or regulatory board. So everything that, like, we bring into our stores has all been certified, GMP, good manufacturing stat. Everything has been above board.
We're picky about the brands we bring in because we want to make sure that those brands are using a quality source for their vitamins.
Okay, so what we bring in is actually above what FDA standards would be.
Okay. Tell us some of the brands.
Country Life, Nature's Plus. Nature's Plus is unique because the assay is right in your product. You open it up and you pull out this little piece of paper and you unfold it and you read those results right then and there.
Mm-hmm. Gaia is another one. It's got a QR code right on the label. You can actually scan that code and see where that plant was grown, when it was grown, how it was processed, the chemical compound of that plant that is in that bottle that you have in your hand.
Wow.
Wow. How about I get like a Nature Made. Is that a brand? Nature?
I think it's Nature Made is like a drugstore brand.
Yeah. Is that a good brand?
I mean, I don't think it's one that we've researched.
Okay.
So.
That brand, we don't carry that brand.
You know what scared me was I watched a Frontline had a thing on vitamins and supplements.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really scary out there, Sharon, that there's people that make these vitamins at their kitchen table.
And that's where the online concern comes through.
Yeah, because and then they sell it, and people are having problems with their liver.
Exactly.
And things like that.
Yeah, I've written articles for our newsletters about that exact same thing. There are people that have died just ordering things off of the internet, not really knowing what they're getting.
Right.
But, you know, and if you come into a health food store, we've done the research.
How do you determine what you carry?
A lot of these are brands that we've carried for years. Like, they're
right.
Names for us, you know. Mm-hmm. So and
not for us, but for you guys. But
yeah, for us. So we've developed relationships with these companies and so there's like a trust factor there for us with them. So when a new company comes in, it's very hard for a new company to get into our stores.
Right,
yeah,
right, exactly. They've got to really, really prove themselves.
If you were to screen them, though, what would you be looking for?
I'm sorry?
If you were to screen, like, I want to check out some new products to offer in the store. I like to look for transparency.
Transparency, like, where it's grown.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell, can you give us that independent third-party testing?
Who's processing it?
Is in your product.
Who's
really
had their hands on it before it gets to us?
Okay.
Who's testing it? Are you growing your stuff in China, or are you growing it in the U.S.?
Yeah, I prefer the U.S., mm-hmm. especially with my dog
or
food.
Or Europe.
Which takes me to another point. You guys carry dog food, pet foods?
A little bit. We don't have a huge selection.
Okay. Do people ask? Do you get people in there that want organic dog food? Or?
Occasionally. We do have some dog supplements.
Carry more dog supplements.
Okay. What?
Dog and cat.
And are they just the CBD
oils?
Or there's
dog, or if you've got digestive issues with your dog, skin issues, we've got doggy fish oil.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How about for a dog that has a problem with fireworks?
We've got Rescue
His name is
Remedy.
Taz. That's my dog.
Yeah, a lot of people actually started using CBD oil now for their dogs mm-hmm. for fireworks. But we've always had a couple of different things to help calm dogs down during fireworks season.
So you carry the CBD oils?
Oh,
we
yeah.
do.
Yeah. How's that category? Is that a trend? Is that the new trend?
I don't think it's a trend. I think it's here to stay, and I think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what do you have out there that you think is a trend right now that's trending? Have you seen an uptick?
Collagen.
Collagen is a big one.
Collagen's trending. Ashwagandha.
What does collagen do?
It's good for your joints. It's good for gut health. It's good for your hair, skin, and nails.
Mm-hmm. Collagen is what binds things together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what do they use to get a collagen supplement? Where do they derive it from?
Bovine sources, fish sources, really? Chicken.
Okay. Do they grind down seashells and put it in things?
There is like an...
You can get a calcium that's from ground down, like stone and stuff like that, but we don't recommend that, so...
You guys got any alcohol in there?
No.
No alcohol? None at all?
Alcohol extracts.
Do you?
Yeah. Some of our essential oils are and our herbs are extracted mm-hmm. with alcohol, but it's not for drinking.
So is a vitamin and a supplement different?
No.
Is it the same thing?
A supplement is just something that you're taking to supplement what you eat, your diet.
Yes.
So if you're not a big meat eater, maybe you need to supplement with B12. If you are anemic, you need to supplement with some iron.
But a vitamin is something that you...
It's a supplement.
It's a supplement.
Mm-hmm.
And you know about these because don't you write the newsletter?
I do.
And tell us a little bit about that newsletter.
Every month I kind of do a little searching online to see what people are looking for and what's trending. And I do a lot of industry publications. I read a lot of articles. So anything that seems to be up and coming or big or what people have been coming in and asking for, I'll do the research. I'll do a little article. And I just tell people about the specials and things that we have. And we mail out the newsletter a couple times a year. And people seem to really like it.
So you mail it out and you can find it in your stores?
Right, correct.
This may be a dumb question, but how do you find out what people are looking for?
Ask questions.
Yeah, we ask a lot of questions. And people come in looking for things. And the phone rings constantly at the store all day long. People looking for things. So we just kind of, share that information with it between employees. What's somebody looking for? Have you had calls for anything in particular? So,
or just travel to California.
Mm-hmm. Which would be fun because it's nice.
Sun. They have sun there.
Yeah. We have sun. Folks, call in. We're down to our last 10 minutes. 769-9577. 769-9577. You're sitting here listening to Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick. And our guest today, thank you for coming in, is Leslie and Lauren from Balm Natural Foods out of Merrillville and Highland. And what's great is they have gift cards. So if you call in and ask a good question, they'll give you a gift card. Do you guys do classes?
We do events. We have speakers come in and do events for us. We also have a speaker available to come out to organizations and things who's been with us for longer than I've been there.
So there's organizations that ask you to
for come. Speakers all the
oh,
time.
Yeah.
Do you
oh,
go
yeah.
and speak too?
I don't go and speak. We have Tim, who's actually been here with us before.
Yeah, I remember Tim.
I remember him.
Tim goes out and does our speaking engagements for us, and he's such a pleasure. He's so fun. And we bring samples, and we bring gift bags and literature and all kinds of things. And we do a lot of community things. Like, we're involved in all the chambers, so we do a lot of chamber events. We do a lot of health fairs and churches. And
so you do a lot of farmer markets, anything like that?
We have done farmers markets, yes.
So what kind of businesses has Tim been to that would require, are there like offices that just want their people to be healthy?
Yeah, we do a big event at NIPSCO every year. We do a lot of community hospital events. I mean, we get all over the place.
That's kind of cool. I never even thought about that, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That's a good way to get
your
word out.
You know, even the doctors want to know what we know. So it is really changing.
Nice. What are some of your favorite events that you make appearances at?
We do, like, the big Parkinson's events, and we do, like I said, NIPSCO is really good to us. They have us out and have us talk to all of their employees and things like that. Who else?
A lot of health fairs.
Like fair or something?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, they like have like vendor fairs and things, and then they'll have health fairs for their employees. So we do a lot. We do a lot with big doctor's offices, too, and clinics.
Trade shows and things?
We don't do trade shows so much, but we do a lot of chamber events, so...
Okay.
So, well, go ahead.
Yeah. Sure. You want to? Did you go through already all the drinks that you brought here?
Oh yeah.
The names, their flavors, and what they do.
We brought a Power Up, which is from one of our special menus because it's got.
That's what I'm drinking, right?
Yes, that's the one you're drinking. That's got special stuff already added to it. So, you've got orange carrot juice, kefir, peaches, our tropical fruit blend, which is pineapple, mango, and papaya, and then you've got spirulina. And some protein powder. And then we got the Hawaiian Delight, which is coconut and pineapple, and again, our tropical fruit blend. And we brought one that also added protein.
Is that the yellow one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we brought juices, our fresh organic juices. We have the Green Surprise.
Which are also very locally sourced. We source our produce from Produce Depot in St. John.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the Green Surprise is carrot, apple, ginger, and spinach and kale. And then we've got a refresher.
Which was good. That one surprised me.
Yes, the Green Surprise. Surprise, it tastes good.
Yeah.
And then refresher.
Yeah, that's why it's a surprise.
Yeah. Is cucumber, celery, ginger, lime, an apple.
And that one's really good. Like I said, that one has like that cucumber flavor. I can taste the celery in it. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that one. Mm-hmm. Now that one's more, like you said, is a juice. Now, do you sell these in like little bottles ready to go? Like, you know, grab and go or anything like that?
We don't. And the reason for that is you have 15 minutes to drink that fresh blended juice before the enzymes die off.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Whoa. Oh, I could do that easily.
Yeah.
Chug.
Yeah, you
I
can
do.
Chug,
chug,
I can...
chug, chug.
No? I'm made fun of because I take such big gulps.
Now, we will have people that will come in and they'll order two and take one home, put it in the freezer. But we like you to drink it right after it's made so that you're getting the benefit of all those great enzymes in there. So it helps with the digestion.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Even when you cut up produce at home, like as soon as you start cutting into it, it starts losing nutrients. So you really want to eat it as soon as possible.
Now, do you guys juice these drinks or are they blended for the pulp? I mean, how are they made?
Yeah, we have the two categories. So we've got the fresh juices that we make in our big, powerful juicer, and then we've got the blended smoothies that are more of like a shake.
A shake, right. And people can come up and just order their different varieties.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They can.
Mm-hmm. And
They can call in and we'll have it ready for them when they get there.
So yes. I have a little bit like a stomach thing where I get heartburn and stuff like that. So do you have something for that as a drink?
From the juice bar?
Yeah.
Well, something with ginger could probably help that. We've got the ginger zinger, which is just going to be apples, ginger, and lemon. So that might be beneficial.
Now, how about
that.
Aloe?
Aloe's great.
They say that's good for your stomach.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, you offer that in your juices?
We don't, but we have aloe juice and gel that you can buy, and some of them are flavored, some of them aren't. Aloe can be a little tart. I like it.
Uh-huh.
Just like that. But we have some that are flavored with some berry flavor or some orange flavor so that, you know, if you don't like that taste, you can mask it a little bit. But you can definitely add it to it.
I have one of my older relatives who has a problem with incontinence. Do you have any recommendations
for
that?
We do, actually. We do.
What do you take for that?
We have a product called Sagapro. That I know is specific, or by Life Seasons.
Pumpkin seed oil.
Pumpkin
is really good for that.
Yeah.
Got that, Sharon?
Yeah.
Security. That's the one I'm thinking of.
So, yeah, tell them to eat more pumpkin seeds or just come in and get some pumpkin seed oil capsules.
We'll go down a little bit real quick. We only got 5 minutes left. So we'll go down by the categories. Salt. Do you have anything you could take that will help get the salt out of your body for somebody that's got high? I mean, anything like that that will cleanse the salt out of you?
You know, sodium is in the mineral category, but maybe you're not getting enough of those other minerals.
Other minerals.
Mm-hmm. So you need
to balance it out with some potassium and some calcium.
Yeah.
Magnesium. It helps balance out your sodium.
How about cholesterol reducers?
Absolutely.
Lecithin.
Red yeast rice.
What?
I know, right? Actually, it works just like the statins do.
Uh-huh.
Cholesterol is made in your liver.
Uh-huh.
And it's made in the nighttime while you're sleeping. So red yeast rice is a pill that you take at night before you go to sleep, and it helps to shut down kind of that cholesterol production in the liver.
So do you guys have a supplement that will help all the organs? I mean, is there a supplement for liver? Is there a supplement for your kidneys? Is there a supplement?
Yeah.
We have it all.
Yeah. Really? How about for your colon?
Yep. We got colon cleanses.
Okay, but you have anything that's like healthy, like will keep it strong from cracking,
tone,
whatever?
Fibers.
Your collagen is helpful. Your probiotics are super helpful. You want to have that healthy flora in the gut.
Yeah. Well, we went through a lot of healthy things. Sharon's been taking notes down.
Mm-hmm, I have. I've
we
got
had some great callers. Thanks for calling in. Yeah. And we're going to give you guys the last minute. So, Leslie, why don't you tell us something that's coming up? Anything you want to tell us about?
Thoughts?
Yeah, about Balm's Natural Foods.
We actually have a double stamp day. We have a frequent buyer card.
Okay.
So, anytime you spend $30, you get a stamp on your card. So, at the end of the month, which I think it's December.
January.
December. Here I am in December again.
31st?
It is December. End of the last Saturday of December or January.
Uh-huh.
You get two stamps on your card instead of just one. Okay. So that's all day.
January 25th.
And then we have we're partnering with a naturopathic physician out of our Highland store now.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Joni Barnett, and she takes appointments out of Highland. So if
Monday evenings. Mm-hmm.
If you have any issues and you would rather see a naturopathic physician instead of a allopathic physician, you can call and make an appointment with her. Let's see.
Allopathic is like a traditional?
Regular medicine.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. And let's see, we have the happy hour at our juice bars from 11:30 to 12:30, Monday through Friday only.
If you're interested in trying out our Ion Cleanse, it's actually $15 off this month. That's our special of the month.
Ion Cleanse. Is that the thing with the feet?
That's the detox foot bath.
Okay. Uh-huh.
If you've never had it done, you should definitely try it because it's...
I'll probably fall asleep.
Well, we have a lot of people that fall asleep in there. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they just come in and relax.
They just turn the light off.
It just takes toxins out through your feet?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So real quick, Lauren, tell us your hours of operation over there in Highland and the address real quick.
Yeah, Sunday we're open 11 to 5. Monday through Friday we're open 8 to 7. And Saturdays 9 to 6.
And you, Leslie, tell us about Maryville. Is it the same?
Same. It's exactly the same. Mm-hmm.
Well, we just finished up a fast hour, didn't we, Sharon?
Very fast.
Healthy talk.
Very fast.
We want to thank the ladies, Leslie and Lauren from Balm's Natural Foods.
Hey, thanks for having us back.
Maryville and Highland for coming in and giving us a lot of education here.
Yeah.
And I encourage everyone to visit Balm's Natural Food on US 30 in Maryville and in Highland. They got a great juice bar. They got all the supplements you want. And they have great people there to give you to direct you in the right ways, right?
Right, exactly. There's so many things that can go wrong with your body. Make it right.
That's right. They got professionals there. So I want to thank everyone for listening in. Have a great weekend. Thank you, Sharon. We'll see you next Friday for another edition of Let's Eat on 89.1 FM. Yasu!